KQED.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. Dianne Feinstein and Barbara Boxer are calling for a moratorium on plans to expand the state's largest toxic waste landfill until a couple of pending investigations into birth defects nearby are complete. Both senators also pledged to secure federal funds to upgrade Kettleman City's drinking water system, which contains elevated levels of arsenic. The tiny San Joaquin Valley town has become the focus of a lot of attention in recent weeks over the claim the landfill is behind a local spike in birth defects. State public health officials came to Kettleman City to share their preliminary findings at a community meeting last night. Their report did not meet with the crowd's approval, as Radio Bilingue Zadie Stavely tells us.
What do we want?
Justice!
When do we want it?
Now!
Residents of Kettleman City chanted as they marched into the elementary school in the center of this small town for a meeting with state public health officials. The officials said they looked at 22 years of records, and the overall rate of birth defects in the town was not unusual. Rafael Cisneros sparred with Dr. Rick Kreutzer from the California Department of Public Health.
Don't you think that 4 birth defects out of 50 or 60 is a very high percentage?
Yes. We think that 4 birth defects in 2008 is higher. And in fact, you could see that that's higher than had been happening in the 21 years before.
The statistical report released by the state shows 1 Kettleman City baby born with birth defects in 2007 and 4 in 2008. A 6th baby was born in 2008 to a mother who moved to nearby Avenal after she got pregnant. Public health officials say the spike could be due to chance, but as part of their investigation, they plan to interview the parents of each of the babies. Kevin Riley is in charge of the investigation.
We'll talk about where they've lived, how long they've lived in those places, what their movement has been over time, what their potential exposures to chemicals in the environment are. Do they use pesticides at home? What was their diet during when mom was pregnant? A whole series of things about what mom did while she was pregnant. We're trying to identify some commonalities and then provide some answers if we can.
The health department has not yet found a commonality. The 6 birth defects were all different, although 5 of them included some form of cleft lip and palate. Some residents think the birth defects might be caused by chemicals from the hazardous waste dump 3 miles from town. Riley says different birth defects would not normally be explained by one single cause, but the department will work with Cal EPA to review environmental factors in the community and take samples of air, water, and soil. Some of the mothers of babies born with birth defects, such as Magdalena Romero, say they feel the preliminary report doesn't do enough to talk about possible environmental links, instead listing risk factors such as alcohol consumption and smoking.
It's offensive to us as mothers. How can they say that it could be because of drugs, alcohol, or tobacco? They don't know us. We don't know them. How can they put that down on paper?
Officials from Chemical Waste Management, which operates the Kettleman Waste Facility, did not attend last night's meeting. The company has said the landfill is safe, but they welcome an investigation. For the California Report, I'm Zadie Stavely in Kettleman City.
Both state and federal approval is required for the site to expand. A spokeswoman for the U.S. EPA says the agency will not issue a permit to Chemical Waste Management unless, quote, we are confident the facility does not present a health risk to the community.